And now it's time for Power of Prophecy, continuing the legacy of Tex Mars, exposing evil, and promoting Jesus Christ as Savior. Here's your host, Jerry Barrett.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. I'm your host, Jerry Barrett, honored to have you join me again this week. Our frequent flyer guest is back on Power of Prophecy airwaves to bring us some more information overload. We're up to Volume 7. My guest today is Pat McShay. Pat, welcome back to Power of Prophecy.
Hey, Jerry. It's great to be back.
Always have a good time chatting with you. I know if I hadn't been in my car last night when I called you, we could have recorded that one.
Yeah.
But our conversations always run the gamut of headline news and personal digging that we've done. It's just so much fun to get on here with you and chat about these things because they affect us all. The first thing that pops up is this new, I guess they're calling it a TikTok law because TikTok is Chinese owned and it's bad and they're spying on people, but our leaders in their infinite wisdom have come up with this law, and it's not a pretty sight, is it?
No, it's not. And some of our Republican leaders like Lindsey Graham are sponsoring this bill and are pushing this bill. It's, you know, they're acting like this is all about TikTok and they're selling it like a Trojan horse because there's a lot more in the bill. Matter of fact, in the bill, they don't even mention TikTok, but it's called the Restrict Act. And if they pass this bill, it will allow our government to seize the computer of any American who questions the authority, the narratives, the elections, any new pandemics, vaccines, pharmaceutical drugs, climate change, or genetically modified foods and poisons that the FDA allows in our food. And not only can they seize your computer, they're going to have huge fines and prison terms, up to many years in prison for violators. So this is a very serious law that I think is going to go along with this, the new payment system that we've talked about, that's going to be tied to your behavior. They're going to get us on a cashless system, and they're going to put us on a system where our behavior will be monitored, and it's going to be tied into our Social Security and Medicare benefits. It's going to be tied into our social credit score, which they're working on right now, the Chinese-style credit scores, where your behavior and your fealty to the state is as important as how you pay your bills. So anyone that doesn't go along with the poisonous vaccines can be put in prison. So it is a constitution killing bill, and if it's passed, we can say goodbye to the First Amendment. We can say goodbye to the Constitution. I think it's what we've always talked about in the alternative media is that the Patriot Act was originally written not for foreign terrorists. It was written to keep Americans in line. And they call in the Patriot Act, they consider constitutionalists, Christians and American patriots as American terrorists, or enemy combatants is the language used in the Patriot Act. So we should get rid of the Patriot Act first and then say no to this Restrict Act. Everyone needs to contact their congressmen and senators and tell them say no to the Restrict Act because they'll be saying goodbye to the Constitution if it gets passed.
That's a fact. And it has always been stated that if we lose the Second Amendment, we lose all of the amendments.
Yeah, and, you know, the Biden administration takes advantage of every new shooting to attack our gun rights. You know, they weren't talking hardly at all about the shooter in Nashville being a transsexual, and it all became, the story became about the three state congressmen that sided with the anti-gun crowd, and that's where that whole narrative is gone. But this is just another attack on our Second Amendment rights. They never mention that these new gun laws will have no effect on any future shootings, because the criminals, of course, won't give up their guns. And frankly, they never talk about the fact that up to 2.5 million crimes are thwarted by law-abiding citizens who have guns. So thousands and thousands of crimes are thwarted every week in this country by patriot gun owners.
Exactly. I was listening to a guy last night in a video, and he related a story, and this is a made-up story, but it resonates. He said, imagine you go to the bank, and there are 80 of you in there. And one guy with one gun comes into the bank and tells everybody to lay on the ground. Everybody will lay on the ground. But if those 80 people, each a law-abiding American citizen, is carrying a gun, this guy walks in the door with one gun, and he points it and says, get on the floor, and 80 guns come back at him, is he going to get on the floor? That's the thing that people don't seem to grasp, is it is the law-abiding citizen is not the one going out and committing crimes, shooting people, shooting multiple people, going through thousands of rounds of ammunition. It's always a criminal or a head case, as the Nashville shooter was.
Right. I wrote a few years ago in an article called The Marxist Agenda to Take Our Guns, and they did a crime study over 20 years, and during that 20 years, violent crime went down like 40%. This was from like 1999 to 2009 or 2009. I can't remember that. It was a 20-year period, and not only did crime go down considerably, but we added about 250,000 guns to the number of guns in the country. So that just proves that the more people, law-abiding citizens that carry guns, crime goes down. We live in a much more polite society, and we, back then, we also put criminals in prison, and we kept them there. Now we're letting people out of jail that robbed banks using guns, and we're not even charging them with a felony. So you're literally having people getting out of jail on a low bond or their own recognizance and robbing another bank literally the week they get out of jail. That happened in New York not long ago. So Alvin Bragg, the guy that just charged Trump with a paperwork felony, won't keep gun criminals in jail 2 days. So that's how ridiculous our prosecutors are. And that's why these George Soros-owned prosecutors have got to be voted out of office.
That is so true. Alvin Bragg up in Manhattan, but the whole state of New York has gone to a cashless bail system. There's been one shoplifter, because these Soros attorneys have rewritten the laws that they're going to enforce. This one person has been a shoplifter and arrested 110 times. But because they're stealing such a small amount, they don't get charged.
Well, you just had the guy down in Texas who shot a Black Lives Matter protester who was white and who aimed a assault rifle at this guy, and the guy shot him. They have stand your ground laws, very effective laws in Texas, but he was still charged with murder. Even though the police chief where he was arrested said that he shouldn't be arrested, there was a George Soros elected prosecutor who went ahead and charged him with murder. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, this is the same guy that has declared war on the Austin Police Department and is constantly bringing charges up against them. But from the reports that I saw initially, the guy was an Uber driver or a Lyft driver, and he had a passenger in his vehicle. There was all the BLM protests downtown Austin. He was driving his fare. They surrounded this guy's car and started banging on the hood, the roof, and here comes this jack wagon with an AK-47. The driver of the Lyft or the Uber is a military man. He has a gun in his vehicle, and we're allowed to do that in Texas. He has a gun in his vehicle. This guy comes up to his car. He's screaming profanities at him. He's yelling, and he starts to point his rifle at the driver. And the driver, in my estimation and my beliefs, was in fear of his life, which allows him to defend himself with as much veracity as he deems necessary. And he shot and killed this idiot with an AK-47 that pointed it at him. Well, the DA, being a George Soros lackey, charged the driver of the Lyft with murder. He was convicted. And within 24 hours, the governor of Texas, who happens to live in Austin, claimed that he was going to pardon this guy. This guy did not deserve to be convicted. And the lead investigator said 100 pages of evidence, exculpatory evidence, were removed before it was presented to the grand jury and during the trial. So evidence that would have exonerated this man was not allowed to be presented in the courtroom by the DA. So is he really doing the people's work, or is he doing George Soros's bidding?
Well, here's the scary thing. It just came out that Alex Soros, who's George Soros's son, has had 14 different meetings at the White House since Dopey Joe became president. And what in the world is he doing meeting at the White House? Who's he meeting with? We need more information, because I know, and I wrote about this 4 or 5 years ago, that Barack Obama was getting policy directives from George Soros when he was president. He wasn't just some advisor. He was telling the Obama people what to do. And I'm afraid he's still telling people in this administration what to do. And his son, whether, you know, Soros dies or not, his son is going to carry on his father's anti-American work. And the Soros brand controls over 200 anti-American organizations, and they've got to be stopped, man. Soros is the main reason we're in Ukraine. Soros and some of the other Jewish billionaire oligarchs that control that country. And then you've got these leaks coming out of the Pentagon now, and they're nothing but bad news for Biden, because Ukraine is running out of everything, and we're bankrupting our country, keeping him in missiles and bombs and other weapons. So they're doing exactly, I think, what China and Russia want them to do, and that is deplete the United States stores of weapons of war. So a lot of those countries over there, like Hungary, has never been for this war in Ukraine. Germany is still taking Putin's phone calls. They're not happy about what's going on with their economy because of this war. Just the other day, the Austrian parliament met to do a Zoom conference with Zelensky, and half the parliament walked out right before the conference started. So those members of parliament in Austria are sick and tired of this war. The Italians are getting sick and tired of it. It's affecting every economy in a bad way in the European Union. And most of those countries are sick and tired of what's going on. So this is not sustainable. And I just don't see that Biden's going to be able to keep up the Americans' interest in this continuing war.
I don't see it happening. Number one, before the war, you couldn't have gotten a dozen people to tell you where Ukraine was. They had no clue. They don't know what they import or export. They know nothing about this country. As soon as big media, controlled media, got a hold of Putin defending the Russian citizens that lived in the Donbass region, and he went in with his troops to defend them from the genocide that Zelensky's oligarchs were committing, The next thing you know, you see the blue and yellow flags all over the place in support, because mainstream media is pumping up how good Ukraine is, how bad Putin and Russia are. But that's not really the case.
Yeah, the American people, this whole thing has been gaslighting, you know, by Ukraine, because everything they blamed the Russian army for, the Ukrainian army was accused of doing before Russia ever entered the picture or entered the country, because they were bombing civilian schools and civilian apartments and civilian hospitals in the Donbass region long before Russia ever invaded. That's why they invaded, is because this regime that the Biden administration put in power back in 2014 when they put in Poroshenko right before Zelensky. You know, so they've got two Jewish leaders in a country with less than 1% Jewish population.
You know, it's funny how the same cast of characters came up during the start of this one, Victoria Nuland being one of them. They were behind the overthrow of the previous duly elected leaders of Ukraine, and they put in this, Poroshenko and then Zelensky. The only people who've benefited from our aid money are the oligarchs in Ukraine and Zelensky himself. They're getting rich while the American people are struggling to pay bills and put food on the table.
Oh, yeah. They know that those Ukrainian oligarchs are stealing all this money. I mean, that shouldn't surprise anybody. The guy that owns the biggest bank in Ukraine, where all this money was sent and pilfered, is the same oligarch that controls Zelensky and owned the studio that his TV series was on. Most people probably don't even know that Zelensky was a comedian. He was considered the Seinfeld of Ukraine, and he's controlled by an oligarch. So some of the same people, frankly, that control the Bidens and Hunter Biden.
Yeah,
everything that's come out of there has just been a lie.
You mentioned Soros's boy hitting the White House. Makes you wonder how much Soros money is being funneled into the big guy's account to do his bidding.
Yeah, I think probably quite a bit. Another thing I heard the other day by, what's his name? I think his name is General John Mills, I believe is his name. He said that the Antifa and Black Lives Matter have received $100 million from the communist Chinese in Red China. So, you know, they're probably in cahoots with George Soros and the oligarchs in Ukraine. They're probably all working together.
Anything to foment animosity between the American citizens to bring this government down.
Right.
That has got to be the number one target. I mean, if you think about how Marxist BLM is, how Marxist Antifa is, it ties hand in glove with Red China. Makes perfect sense.
Right.
And something else that kind of ties in with all of this anti-American sentiment is the debacle that's going on down in Maricopa County. Katie Hobbs, the coup d'etat governor of Arizona. She is doing everything in her power to subvert elections in the future, isn't she?
Yes, she sure is. And just a little over a month ago, there was a presentation by a law firm, the law firm of a John Phelan, I believe is his name, who has been investigating in Arizona for a number of years, looking into ties of Arizona politicians and the politicians in other states as well, showing that they are being bribed by members of the Sinaloa cartel, drug cartels. And he said that they have evidence that Katie Hobbs is involved in this trafficking of drugs. They said that they believe that she has been bribed. They've got records from the government offices there in Phoenix that ties real estate to a number of these politicians and how they're using real estate to bribe these people. And he said he's got all the evidence in the world. What I don't understand is why something hasn't been done since that presentation. I would think that someone would be interested in getting to the bottom of it. Not only that, but they know that there's all kinds of information that there was no chain of custody in the Katie Hobbs, Carrie Lake election. They know that the signature verification wasn't done, and they're supposed to be looking into the signature verification, but I don't know what's happening with that. I think Katie Hobbs has even been trying to involve herself in that process and keep it from happening, but it's just obstruction after obstruction. That's what they ran into when they were trying to do these audits after the 2020 election. You know, everyone in Wisconsin said that Trump won Wisconsin by tens of thousands of votes, and they stopped that audit. They stopped the audit in Georgia, even though everyone involved in the various state audits said that they thought Trump won a landslide victory. They found that the machines were flipping votes, all kinds of problems. And the same thing with the audit in Arizona. They wouldn't allow them to finish that audit. The Democrats and the Rhinos blocked that audit. Same thing in 2024. So, you know, are we ever going to get any truth? How can Dominion win lawsuits against Fox News when they never allowed an audit to be done? And they have all kinds of witnesses that have said that those machines were hooked up to the internet, which is illegal. So I don't know how this is all getting done.
You know, there is no way, because if Katie Hobbs let something happen in Maricopa County in Arizona, which is Phoenix, it's a great big county, but Phoenix is the hub. if that were to be the case, then there would be an outcry for a recount after the 2020 election. They cannot give this topic any kind of platform to gain steam, because once that happens, then the American people are going to be totally irate and demand something to happen, and they cannot allow this to happen. They cannot allow any part of the 2020 election to be revisited, because already we've got people demanding a national divorce. There are groups out there saying that we need to secede from blue states. We need to just cut them off, let them be their own country and not part of the American ideal, because they're anti-American. You know, I know California has been trying to create another state or two or three and leave the West Coast blue, because everything inland is red, but the population centers are on the coast. You know, the blue policies that have been implemented in LA and San Francisco have been working wonderfully. I saw an article today, Whole Foods opened up in San Francisco a year ago. They are closing that store today because of crime, homelessness, safety for the patrons. That's how well these blue policies are working. And California has seen such an exodus of citizens that they're facing. I mean, they already lost, what, two representatives in the House? They're looking to lose more. Same thing is going to happen in New York with their blue policies. It's
well, we've got the two systems of justice that has literally gotten into everything. You know, you've got Hunter Biden, who it was proven that he got $100 million from that Russian oligarch, Yelena Butina, $100 million. At the same time, they're trying to, you know, bring these charges against Trump for non-existent Russian collusion. And when it's proven that this Russian gave Hunter Biden $100 million, nothing is done about it. And that's just getting into everything. And they've got to fix that, because now they're forcing us all to go along with this transsexual agenda. And I'm sorry, but just 4 years ago, the World Health Organization still considered that a mental illness. And today, 4 years later, we're all supposed to just go along with this former mental illness. Most people still think it is a mental illness, right?
Anybody that's sane.
Right. And so now we're being forced to. And who does that bring in? That brings in people of faith. Okay. People that believe in God don't buy that there's 58 different sexes. So it's just like 1984. Winston Smith was tortured to believe 2 + 2 = 5. And he just couldn't say it.
Yeah.
And so they had to torture him to say it. That's what they're doing to us right now.
Yeah.
They're telling us, we know it doesn't make sense to you, but you have to believe it or else, because they're coming next with hate laws that they're going to put you in some prison or some camp until you go along with it. That's going to be tied into your credit score. That's what we've been talking about, and that's where we're at, man.
It is crazy. Well, Pat, we have flown through 30 minutes. We got to take a brief pause. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. My guest today is Pat McShay. Stay with us, won't you? We'll be right back. Hello, friends. Jerry Barrett back with you again. You know, history tells us governments have killed over 262 million of their citizens in the past century alone. Gun-free zones are actually murder magnets owing to the confidence shooters gain for knowing they have helpless victims. Scientific American says 1 in 6 Americans are on psychotropic drugs. Which of these drugs are the most popular with mass shooters? Is there a connection between Big Pharma's product and mass shootings? Or are the guns to blame? Why does the deep state, Big Pharma, and the controlled media continue to gloss over the potential side effects of these psychotropic drugs? Is profitability so much more important than human life? Do mass shootings and other atrocities advance the globalist agenda? Our experts, criminologists, psychiatrists, sociologists, and clergy seem to have no answers. Yet the gun control lobby has what they consider to be the only answer: disarm the citizenry. Is this wise? Is the reason we keep and bear arms really for target practice and deer hunting? What happens if the gun control lobby gets its way and outlaws all guns? These questions are answered in Good Guys with Guns: How an Armed Citizenry Deters Tyranny and Atrocities. Outstanding documentary. It's over 2 hours long, and we're only asking $25. Good Guys with Guns. Please add $6 for shipping and handling. With the continual postage increases, we were losing money, and we try to be good stewards with God's money. I hope you understand we held out as long as we could, but we have to raise the postage that we collect with these orders. So it's $6 now. You can order your copy of Good Guys with Guns by phoning us toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-800-234-9673. Again, that's 1-800-234-9673. If you care to phone us on our regular line, that number is 512-263-9780. We're in the office Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. You can use those cards by faxing in an order. Our fax number is 512-263-9793. Make sure we have your name, your address, and the item that you want to order, and we'll get it processed for you. Just like on our secure shopping cart at powerofprophecy.com, powerofprophecy.com, there's an ad for Good Guys with Guns on the main page. Click on it. Put in your name, address, shipping method, charge card. Hit submit. We'll get it coming to you. Now, if you want to order your copy of Good Guys with Guns with a check or money order or cash, please make your check or money order payable to Power of Prophecy. And you can mail it to us here at 4819 R.O. Drive, Suite 102, Spicewood, Texas, and our zip code is 78669. This is a very powerful piece of information that you really need to have. Okay, and now let's return to our regular program. My guest today is Pat McShay. Pat, welcome back.
Hey, Jerry. Great to be back.
Now, before the break, you talked about how the World Health Organization had deemed those who were into cross-dressing, dressing as a man and being a female, or dressing as a female and being a male, as a mental health issue. And it really hasn't changed the fact that they are mentally unstable. I mean, the shooter in Nashville, that went in and killed 3 9-year-olds and 3 adults was a female to male transgender, that they're debauched. They're mentally unstable. And the insanity continues. Bud Light got this crossdresser who has claimed to be going through the process to become a female, and it was chronicled as 365 days as a female or as a woman. His name is Dylan Mulvaney. Bud Light put his face on a can and became one of his sponsors. They've really created a negative reaction to the brand, haven't they?
Yeah, I think this could be something that could really hurt Bud. No longer an American-owned brewery. But, man, I've read on Twitter a bunch of liquor stores and bars that said that no one's ordering it. A lot of these liquor stores are telling their drivers they don't want any more Bud Light or Bud products. So I think they're going to see a huge backlash. And then you've got this Mulvaney kid also doing sports bra, you know, modeling, selling sports bras for Nike and female products for Tampax products. So it's all just bizarre. And even in the United States until fairly recently, transgenderism was considered a mental illness by the American Psychiatric Association, the World Health Organization. It was considered a mental illness right up until a few years ago. So what changed? I never did find in any of those articles I read what changed their mind, because most people would agree that it is still a mental illness and a behavioral issue. So do we go from here? Supposedly less than 1% of people are transgender, and yet we're grooming children now, and parents are taking their children to these drag queen shows, drag queen story hours that are being held on army bases. They're being held at publicly funded libraries. It's just unbelievable. Who is behind this agenda? Our government is behind this sick agenda. People need to find out why.
I would be hard pressed to be able to tell you when the mindset actually changed to believe that this is normal. You know, Jason Aldean is a country music singer, and his wife, not his first wife, but his second wife, grew up, and she caught holy grief because she had the audacity to post, "Growing up as a tomboy, I am thankful that my parents did not transition me into a boy, because I love being able to birth my children and be a mom." You know,
yeah.
My wife was a tomboy growing up. She did all kinds of horseback riding stuff. She played with BB guns and army men. There's nothing wrong with it. The problem.
I was writing about this stuff 3 or 4 years ago, and people were like going, "Yeah, I don't know. I never heard much about that. I don't really know." And now people are saying, "Oh my God, I can't believe this stuff." And people are starting to wake up. I just read about a book the other day called Teddy, and it's about a teddy bear, a boy teddy bear that wants to be a girl teddy bear. And it's marketed towards 3 and 4 year old preschoolers. So they are grooming 3 and 4 and 5 year old kids pre-first grade to be trannies. I think it's just sick. And who is approving this? You know, people need to get involved in their kids' education, obviously. People need to get on the board at their local school boards And they've got to stop this stuff, man. This is detrimental to our society. It is a mental illness. And to say that it is normal behavior is just insanity and will lead us down an insane road.
For sure.
Which is where this country's headed.
And I've made this analogy before. As a parent, how many times do you go to your three-year-old and say, what are we having for dinner? That they can't decide whether they want fish sticks or chicken nuggets or a hamburger or a hot dog. They can't make that choice for what they're going to eat that night, let alone if they should be a boy or a girl. It's only the input from adults that forces and coerces this stupidity.
Yeah, let me give you another one. Kids used to have to get a letter from their parents saying that it's okay for them to go to a museum on a field trip at school. And today, they're grooming kids to be transsexual and homosexual, and they're hiding it from the parents. How weird is that? I mean, that is what these schools are doing. They're telling the teachers, don't tell the parents.
If it's such a benefit, why are they hiding it?
Yeah, it's just sick. It's a sick agenda. Just like what they're doing with the vaccine agenda, pushing dangerous and experimental vaccines on a public that's not been given informed consent and told about the over a thousand negative side effects. Same thing.
You know, Biden claimed he was going to unify the country. He was going to bring everybody together under one roof, one umbrella. And he was the unifier in chief. That was all the garbage that was spewed before he got elected by the coup d'etat, the stolen election. And now, if you speak out against the trans movement, you're a transphobe, and they are radical. They are violent. Case in point, what happened to the swimmer from Kentucky, the All-American, Riley Gaines? She's a female that had to compete against a male, a biological male, didn't win a race because of this guy. She spoke at a TPUSA conference in San Francisco. She had to be sequestered in this classroom, and now they're not going to file charges on the assailants.
Yeah, and, you know, that's happening now. And any time, you know, a conservative speaker goes to speak at a college, no matter what the topic is, they're being attacked. And these attacks on Riley Gaines, especially when I guarantee you, if you look at the American population, I think that a large percentage of the population would not go along with transsexuals competing against their daughters. So this is insanity. To tell young girls that their Title IX, their rights are not as important to these mentally challenged men who couldn't make it in their own male sport. So now they are going to take over the women's sports. It's insanity. It's still a mental illness that now the Democrats are going along with. It's disgusting.
I remember as a teenager, and I played sports in high school, football, basketball, baseball, hated track, so I didn't do track because if I'm going to run, I'd rather be running up and down the basketball court or around the bases or on the football field. That's more fun to me, doing something other than just running. But we laughed and joked as teenagers. Now, this is back in the late 70s, early 80s. We joked that, well, you know, I wish I was on the girls' team. I might have a chance to win. But we realized how stupid that was. Pat, I'm going to be honest with you. My sophomore year playing JV basketball, we were asked by the varsity volleyball coach if we would get 9 guys to practice against the varsity girls volleyball team. I'm not going to lie to you. These girls beat us like redheaded stepchildren. It was not pretty. I have never seen a volleyball hit that hard and going that fast. And it was crazy. So, but think about that. I was 16 years old at the time playing against girls that were 17 and 18 that had taken this sport seriously and had developed their skills. But what is right about Title IX? That was put in place to level the playing field for women's sports. And now.
Right. To give them more scholarships, to give them more funding.
Yeah.
And now those scholarships are going to be taken by males.
By dudes.
It's just.
That have no business because they can't compete in their own gender. They're going to take estrogen and whatever else that they have to do to get rid of the testosterone so they can compete as a woman. It's stupid.
Right.
Did you see the weightlifter claimed that he was
a
woman and he set the world record for weightlifting? And he was only a woman long enough to do the weightlift. And then after that, he said, I'm a man. But he was showing how stupid this whole thing is.
Yeah. unfortunately, we have this Biden administration in right now that is just championing all this craziness. And it kind of makes you wonder if they stole that election, which I definitely believe they did. Anyone that's looked at the mountain of evidence knows that this election was stolen. Trump won over 2,500 counties, and Biden won around 500. It's just ridiculous what they did. But if they did it then, they can do it again. And, you know, they never did allow Arizona to finish their audit. But everyone associated with that audit said they believe Trump won that state by 300,000 votes.
And they repeated it during the midterms, Pat. I mean, Carrie Lake should be governor of Arizona and Masters should be the senator. Instead, they stole that one.
It's insanity that the state mining inspector got 400,000 more votes than Carrie Lake for governor and Blake Masters for the United States Senate. That should tell people everything they need to know.
Nothing to see here, Pat. Nothing to see here. It's completely above board. Yeah, right. Now, you mentioned Trump and the stolen election. You remember the insurrection, so-called, from January 6th, where you see videos inside the Capitol, and you see all these virulent protesters staying between the velvet ropes, and they're walking, and they're taking pictures, and they're in awe. But there was a scene in Tennessee last week after the tranny shot up the school. All these gun grabbers were protesting, and they were led by three members of Congress, two black gentlemen and a white woman. And one of them is a virulent racist. Yes, he is. I think he is from Nashville itself. He actually led the insurrection on, and I'm talking an insurrection where these protesters stormed the Capitol and interrupted the state Congress from doing their work. He led this, so they expelled two of them. They let the white woman stay because two people had to miss the vote. So she got to stay, but these other two got booted out. That was an insurrection. Where are the criminal charges against these guys that led this insurrection, that fomented the hate and added to the fire of the protesters? Where is the charges on those jackwagons?
You know, this is right back to the whole double standard. Not only that, Jerry, but they know that there were at least dozens, they think over 40 now, FBI-affiliated agent provocateurs that were doing all the violence at the various points at the Capitol. And those are the guys that were breaking out the windows. Those were the Antifa and Black Lives Matters people that they've identified. that just melted away after all the violence. None of those people ever got arrested. They were all released. Even the ones that maybe got arrested at the scene were later released. And that's why there was no violence inside the Capitol. Those are all the Trump people that they allowed in. There was no violence inside. And the fact that they shot that woman was ridiculous. And they've identified all the people around her as various Black Lives Matter and different agent provocateurs that worked for the FBI. So the whole thing was staged. I think it was all planned. Now, how much of the that they get to the bottom of with this Congress, I don't know. But it seems to me they're taking an awful long time to get subpoenas out. Why hasn't Hunter Biden been subpoenaed yet? Why didn't they do that the day they took over?
Why hasn't he been arrested?
Why hasn't he been arrested? They've identified over 400 crimes and like 200 and some felonies just off of the laptop alone. And again, how many Americans know that Hunter Biden's real estate company received $100 million from Yelena Bucherina? They know about the millions from China, the millions from Ukraine. I mean, these people have taken in over $150 million. And they're going after Trump for a lousy misdemeanor that they bulked up into 34 joke felonies. It's just comical.
Yeah, it is asinine, to say the least. And on top of that, Hunter has videos that have been posted where he talks about doing drugs, video pictures of him doing drugs, but he lied on the form to own a handgun.
Which is a felony, another felony.
That's another one.
Not only that, something no one ever talks about is they have found that Hunter Biden was receiving Secret Service protection for years when he was not eligible for protection. You know, why didn't anybody ask about that? You know, when his wife threw that gun in the trash can and the FBI or the Secret Service went and got it, they were not on his detail at the time. He was not supposed to be getting protection. And yet there they were, not only protecting him, but covering up felonies for him.
Yeah.
It's really unbelievable.
The fact that the Biden regime, the Biden crime syndicate, has profited from Slimy Joe being in the Senate, then being the vice president, and all of the deals that the Biden family, I mean, James is under investigation. Hunter should be in prison. His Biden sister has pulled in millions of dollars for what?
Oh, And the daughter, I wrote an article about called the Biden crime family, went into a bunch of their old crimes. This was before we even found out about some of the new crimes. I mean, this family's been doing this since Joe Biden got in office 40 plus years ago.
Yes, they have. They have all gotten rich.
Yeah, his brothers were doing what Hunter's doing in the last 10, 12 years. His brothers were doing 30 years ago.
And Biden should be in jail. Joe Biden should be in jail for pedophilia, for what he did with his daughter. Now that her diary and details are starting to come out, the fact that...
Oh, yeah, her diary, she goes into how afraid she was of getting in the shower and taking showers late so he would forget about her. So people need to read that stuff. It's just mind-boggling that no one's talking about it.
The controlled media is not going to do this. Trump is the biggest fear they have because, let's face it, if he gets into office in 24, gets the presidency, he's a lame duck. There is nothing they can do to keep him from doing what he should have done the first term. He is not part of the system. He will wreak havoc on the American political scene if he is allowed to win in 2024. He's dangerous.
Well, look what he's done in just over 2 years. My God, people can't believe where this economy at 1.4% inflation rate that he took up to 9.5, close to 10% in a short time. And it's still up near 7%. The fact that it came down to 8% and 7%, Biden calls that a major victory. it's just like talking to a child when you hear him speak. It's unbelievable.
Anytime he gets interviewed, it is softball questions. He doesn't get challenged, probably because he doesn't know the answers, because his elevator has quit going to the top floor. The Easter celebration at the White House, and they were leading Joe around. Hunter was one of them, leading him around so that he wouldn't do something stupid and embarrass the family, embarrass himself, embarrass the office.
He could barely talk in those interviews.
Yeah. And
that was scary.
I've seen a picture where he couldn't help himself and he ended up sniffing some little girl's head. This guy needs to be put away.
He really does.
And done away with, because he exhibits all of the symbols and the things that you would expect of a pedophile. But because he's a politician, he's Teflon Don or Teflon Joe. He just, nothing's going to stick to him.
He's so coddled. He acts like in his moron press secretary said the other day that, oh, he gets all these tough questions and he gets all these questions yelled, shouted at him. And it's like, are you kidding me? Trump took every question. Every single question, they attacked him. Every single questioner hated him. And they're comparing that to this coddling that Biden gets. It's just a joke.
You know, you can see when there is a new president in office, they have a honeymoon period with the press, but that normally lasts a year tops. We are in year 2.5. And nobody is saying anything about Joe not answering questions, Joe not having press events, Joe not doing speeches and taking questions from the reporters after speeches. Joe doesn't do any of that. Joe goes in the basement and he hides out, and Dr. Jill goes and does stuff and gets booed, and Kamala goes and does stuff and gets booed, but Sleepy Joe just kind of goes in the basement, and they've got bubble wrap around this guy so he can't get in trouble. And now he shuffled off to Ireland this week. God only knows what he's going to do to mess up the country over there, but that's life in America these days with the stolen election and all that mess. Well, Pat, we have killed an hour, brother.
You're kidding.
No, sir. We go so fast. So fast and so hard. It is the fastest hour in radio, especially when I got Pat McShay as my guest. Pat, thank you for coming on again this week.
I had a great time. Thanks, Jerry.
That's going to take care of our program today. You've been listening to Power of Prophecy. I want to thank you for tuning in and giving us an hour of your time. Pat and I greatly appreciate it. And as always, I pray you will tune in again next week at this same time. Tune in and discover the power of prophecy.